Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 214, a review of Lesson 194, I place the future in the hands of God. These words bring so much peace even in hearing them. But these words don't mean anything unless we actually do the action and we place the future in the hands of God. You might ask yourself, are you doing this? Are you placing the future in the hands of God? This is challenging to do, and it has been for myself. Only now I turn it over freely and gladly, because I trust that God is a very loving presence, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-wise, and dwells within me. The source of all in all dwells within me, and it also dwells within you, because you are one with me. The more that you turn things over, the more this divine loving presence and intelligence will prove itself. Today we can turn over the future. We can even use this imagery to help us out. Imagine walking through a submarine and you go from one compartment to another compartment to another compartment. And as you walk through the compartments, let's say that the one before you was the past. Let's go ahead and seal off that door. Let's just close the door on the past, seal it off, and on the submarine you have that big wheel on the door. Let's just wind it up tight and seal it off and give it to God. We have learned that forgiveness is the way that we must go in order to see things differently. So we are sealing off the past, not to hide it, but to release it for good. And now we move to the other side of the compartment and we see the doorway that leads into the future. And this is the one that really can get our attention, because without realizing it, we can very much dwell on what's going to be happening in that next compartment. But recognize today that everything that will happen in that next compartment is dependent on what you are holding in your mind in the compartment that you are in. And so therefore, we want to stay very present and focused in the compartment we are in. So let's go ahead and seal off that door, get that big wheel on the door, let's tighten that thing up, and let's seal off the future. Today, let us be present. Let's place the future in the hands of God. This means, if you're willing to do this with me, that today you will not worry about tomorrow. Today, you will not even fret or go to a place of confusion or a place of anxiety, that if you will stand with me in this compartment, we will experience complete release and healing, because it is God's will that we are happy and that we have everything. And the only reason we do not experience it right now is because we have left those two doors open. And we are constantly dragging the past with us and using it to create the future as we enter into that next room. But today we can stop this. We forgive, we will see it differently, and today we actively and collectively place the future in the hands of God. Let's celebrate in the room we are in. We are there together, and there is no place I would rather be.